In a book just published, Stephen J. Pine denotes our modern age as the age of fire, in fact, the third age of fire. First was fire on the primordial earth without living organisms. Second was used by early humans to cook and to stay warm, and to do fire stick farming, I may add, as did Australian Aborigines. And now we use fossil fuels. We like to contain our fire in combustion chambers, mostly, but we also do massive deforestation with fire. Pine notes that the Earth is the only planet with fire. Let's think about that. Mercury is just rock, Venus is hot but oxidized, Mars is barren, Jupiter is gas with no igniters. Fire needs the accumulation of both a strong oxidant, oxygen in our case, and a strongly reduced material, biomass, and its breakdown products as fossil fuels. That can only happen with biological organisms that create the oxidant reductant split using the energy of sunlight, that is, photosynthesis. Fossil fuels are involved now in almost all our fires, both contained fires and wildfires. How so? The increasing incidence of wildfires is due to climate change, largely due, in turn, to our fossil fuel use, and the smoke suppresses fire-extinguishing rain. Even our creation of structures at risk, such as homes, is enabled with fossil fuel energy. We have big challenges ahead, at least we know them now. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.